Hey there, and welcome to
Gilmore Girls Revisited.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Michelle.
This is Carissa.
And today we're going to be talking about season one, episode 16, called Star-Crossed Lovers and Other Strangers, which first aired on March 8th, 2001.
The summary of this episode is that it's Rory and Dean's 3-month anniversary and he plans a special surprise, but it doesn't go as planned. And Luke's old girlfriend, Rachel, turns up. And the three biggest plot lines this episode are obviously Dean and Rory's anniversary dinner, Lorelai dealing with her love life or lack thereof at the moment, and the Firelight Festival that Stars Hollow is putting on. I believe it's its 32nd anniversary, so big deal for the town. And as we've come to find that Stars Hollow likes to put on a lot of town festivals. So this is just another one of the creation of Stars Hollow.
Yeah, and the episode starts off with Miss Patty kind of explaining the origin story of the Founders Firelight Festival, and essentially it's how Stars Hollow came to be. And it's so romantic, and I love how in Gilmore Girls, we always get to see these little town events. Well, technically they're huge town events. It's very historical, so romantic, like story-based traditions, which I love. And of course, like the town looks so cute.
Yeah, I mean, I think the premise of the show as this, of this episode with this sort of star-crossed lovers, sort of theme kind of ties in the rest because we see Rory and Dean are celebrating a 3-year anniversary and—
No, 3 months.
Oh, I'm sorry, 3 months. How could I forget? 3 beautiful months. But that's kind of how it sets up. So you have Miss Patty talking about this story. It kind of gave me Romeo and Juliet vibes, mm-hmm. of this sort of, you know, love that wasn't supposed to happen. And then, you know, the typical Rory coming off the bus scene, Dean is waiting for her. He's reading Anna Karenina and like it's nothing. I was reading Anna Karenina. And he asks if she can get out of Friday night dinner plans. And she's like, why?
Clueless.
I know. But Rory, it's your 3-month anniversary, girl. How could you forget?
Yeah. And she was really excited too. It's funny cause she was excited and then she's like, oh, well, I'm sorry. I missed her 2nd month anniversary. But it's so cute. Like, especially when you're first starting off or when you're younger, the smaller milestones are a lot more meaningful. And I remember, like, I don't think with Steve, the 3-month anniversary, I don't think I noticed it that much. But I think when we were about to be like, when we're about to celebrate our 1-year anniversary, I felt it was so special. And I was like, oh my God, we're going to be 1 year together, 1 year together. When in retrospect, it's kind of small. But when you're first there, like the 1-year anniversary is so meaningful when you first start off. So I think it's really cute that Dean realized that Dean had something planned for it and that Rory was just willing to be spontaneous, which she never really is.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of funny because it was definitely something when I hit my, like, I think I was like, when I hit my 3-month mark with Christian, it was more like, oh my gosh, we're getting closer to 3 months. Like we're making it. But it was nothing like that I ever wanted to say out loud. I think until like 6 months, I was like, dude, we made it 6 months. But it was just like one of those things where I think I was like, we made it another month. We made it another month. So it's kind of cute that Rory, like she just wasn't keeping track. You know, she's kind of just like living her life. But I did think that it was really cute where she kind of was like, oh, well, what did we do for our 2nd one? it was just like such a Rory response. Dean needs her to get out of Friday night dinner, which, you know, right at the offset, we're like, no way is Emily going to let her miss that for like a 3-month anniversary. But she asks Lorelai to intervene and help and make the first call. And to our surprise, Emily is like, yeah, sure, Rory, you can miss Friday night dinner.
Yeah, she was so chill about it. And even before that, Lorelai was like, fine, I'll ask her. But do you think the Emily Gilmore is going to think your little 3-month anniversary dinner is going to be important enough for you to miss Friday night dinner? No, like she just did not think it was going to happen at all. And I found it funny how she was so nervous when she was calling, like when Emily answered, she kind of felt a little bit off guard, and it was kind of like a teenager asking for permission.
Yeah. And Lorelai was in a little bit of a funk when Rory came home to kind of ask her to. And I think, you know, she had said like, it's all the love in the air that's kind of making her a little crazy because she has Max on the mind and she hasn't heard from him. So, you know, Rory celebrating her 3-month anniversary and this, all the love that's in the air in Stars Hollow is kind of putting her at, making her a little queasy.
Yeah. But- and then last episode, on episode 15, we had the whole Christopher situation. So she was thinking about like, should we get back together? I don't know. Like her feelings for Christopher kind of returned a little bit. So Lorelai's a little bit of a mess. Her feelings all over the place. She's a little bit confused. And I think she's really excited for Rory. But she's like caught up in her own world.
Yeah, she's sort of in a slump with love. And it even continues that pattern the next day when she goes to the inn and Suki and Jackson are sort of macking in the kitchen. And Suki hadn't made coffee yet. So Lorelai is already on top of being in her love slump, is now deprived of her morning coffee. And then she goes over to the front desk and Michelle is talking about his plans for Saturday night. And she finds refuge by going to Luke's because Luke is always grumpy. So she finds refuge in that grumpiness this time. But something crazy happens while they're at Luke's.
Yeah. I mean, while they're at Luke's, I just think it's so funny how when she's having such a crummy time, she goes to Luke. Yeah, sure. For the coffee too.
She's code word having, coffee.
Yeah. She's having so much fun complaining to him. She's like, oh, this town is just like, everybody's so in love and all mushy or whatever. Meanwhile, like Taylor and Miss Patty are arguing about historical accuracies about the Firelight Festival. And Lorelai kind of has like a mini outburst about it. And like Luke, ugh, they're so cute together. Oh my gosh. When Lorelai is going on her little tangent, Luke loves it. And he tells her like, oh, you are so full of hate and loathing. I love it. And they were just so cute. It's like they were both in their feelings and they're having such a cute moment. And then Lorelai makes this funny joke. She's feeling so negative. She's like, yeah, now I feel like I'm going to, what did she say? I'm going to complain or talk back or something. Anytime somebody says, how's it going? And somebody walks in and says, how's it going? And who is that, Carissa?
That is Luke's ex, Rachel, which we all got to learn about a few episodes ago. The infamous Rachel who dipped on Luke and Stars Hollow because Stars Hollow is too small for her. And she just shows up like nonchalantly and is like, hey, how's it going? And it's just funny. Out of nowhere, like no notice, Luke is like, Rachel. And Lorelai's like, you're Rachel? She's like, yeah, I'm Rachel.
And Lorelai is a confident woman. She's very confident. Great role model at her being so confident. But when she sees how pretty Rachel is and how worldly she is, like during that whole encounter, Lorelai was so awkward. They started talking about work. I'm not sure how, like just doing small talk. And then Lorelai is like just so nervous talking about her being like the manager at the end. She doesn't feel that comfortable, especially compared to Rachel when she's talking about her incredible job as a photojournalist and all the places she's traveled. So she feels so awkward that she literally physically says at the end when she's going to dip out, and she says, I have to go sit in a closet in front of Luke and Rachel. She totally acknowledges how incredibly awkward it is for her.
Yeah, I will say though, even though she felt small, when Luke said that she works at the inn, she corrected him and said, I run the inn. And that to me is like small strides of like feminism, where you're like just inserting, like, this is not what I do. I don't work there. I run it. Mm-hmm. And I was proud of her because I know she was very uncomfortable at that moment to kind of make it. And Rachel played along with it and was like, oh, that's like a really big job. Like, that's great. You must be so busy. Yeah. And then she goes on this tangent about coffee pods. And I was just like, Lorelai.
Yeah, I looked at the conversation. End the conversation.
End it.
Yeah. And I'm sure Lorelai gets that a lot just because mm-hmm. she works at an inn. She's like, no, she said that before. Like, I run the inn. Just like running a business. Well, it is running a business. And I think the way Rachel is, she does seem like a nice person. Like, there's some people we've met that seem kind of like shady people or not very nice people, but Rachel seems genuinely interested in Lorelai, mm-hmm. And her work at the end, which kind of makes it worse. Like, if you're not going to like somebody, or you like, it's obvious Lorelai has some type of feeling for Luke. Mm-hmm. So I think it would have made Lorelai feel better if Rachel wasn't so nice, because then she could openly hate her. But Rachel seems so friendly in that scene.
Yeah, it's like way more of a threat when that person is pretty, but also nice and genuine. It's like
Lorelai and smart, like,
and smart and traveled and all of this stuff. And I think it definitely puts Lorelai in a weird predicament, but I don't think the show lets her express it too much. I think it's just like, Rachel is here and that's that, right? And I think she is just trying to get to the bottom of like Rachel and Luke's relationship. And I think there wasn't like any like spark. I think we know from previous episodes how Lorelai is thinking about Luke in a different way now. But definitely we didn't see that come out. Like, it wasn't like, there was like really no jealous aspects I thought I saw in Lorelai this episode with Rachel being there.
No. And part of it too is like, Luke is her friend and she's just so curious. I think Lorelai, not that she's a chismosa, but her and Rory love the tea. They love all the gossip that's happening in Sirs Hollow. So I think either way, they would have been very interested in all that conversation. But yeah. Lorelai does share some of her uncomfortableness that she faced with Rory. It's later that day, or maybe the next day, I'm not sure, but it's Friday night. And Lorelai is helping Rory get ready for her a special anniversary date. And Lorelai complains to her and says, like, I just hate that I made myself look so stupid. And in front of Rachel. So, I just think it's so funny I love how they have like girl talk, but she also mentioned like that Luke was looking at her like she was Miss September. And that's, so it's like, okay, now that's a little bit more of a jealousy comment. It's not just like you are curious about your friend or you're upset that you made yourself look dumb. But you're calling Rachel Miss September. And she was just questioning, she's like, what's wrong with me? And I'm like, oh, Lorelai likes Luke.
Yeah, I think she was just jealous of how much Rachel has gotten to do and see versus like her past relationship with Luke. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like all I had really seen on the jealousy front. But like, I mean, anyone would be like kind of jealous if anyone's talking about like how worldly they are. Like, you have those same aspirations and you want to do those things. It's just, life gets in the way sometimes, but
yeah. And she was already feeling blue with all the, because I think she just blames it on her missing Max there, but she's been moody all episode. So I think that just kind of makes it a little bit worse, but either way, she's super positive about Lorelai. I mean, about Rory, super supportive. I love, love, love Rory's dress. I think the color is awesome. I love halter or mm-hmm. the neckline that it has. It's just, it's perfect length. She looks so mature. I love it.
Yeah, I think she definitely gets fashion moment. And it was just really cute how like her mom is getting her ready for her date and asking, and you know, Rory's just like, help me get ready, which I think is like really cute. But you know, we find out that Dean is taking Rory to this like really nice Italian restaurant. What was it called? Angelino's?
No, I can't remember, but it's supposed to be really like nice place.
Really fancy.
Especially for teenagers.
There's no way. I would have been going to an Olive Garden, which is totally fine because I freaking love Olive Garden. but maybe they don't have those in Connecticut.
Or yeah, I think they just went probably like a neighboring town that does have like actual restaurants like that. And I thought it was so cute how like Lane stops by. She's always like such a great supportive friend. And she stops by to say hi to Rory and to hype her up before her date. Lane is also busy that night. She has an arranged date, but she's not as excited for it.
Yeah, I thought it was cute. Like very Lane of her to say like 3 months. That's 1/66th of your life.
She's so sweet.
I was like, that's kind of like hilarious, but also like a cute sort of way to look at it. And she's like, you have to tell me everything. And it was just like, it was really funny. But yeah, poor Lane is going to be going on a date with like 15 other people, like this guy and his entire family. I do not envy that. Mm-hmm. And she like kind of begs Lorelai to take her with her. To hang out with her, and Lorelai's like, I promise you don't want to be at Friday night dinner either. Because mm-hmm. Lorelai still has to go. And you know, since we're talking about dates, Lorelai shows up to the Gilmore home, and unbeknown to her it's a blind date. Emily has invited a guest.
It's a setup.
A setup. Connecticut Ken, which I thought was hilarious.
I think it's funny how even Richard was kind of upset about it. Like he didn't know that was going to happen. And he's just annoyed that he has to entertain with somebody new and like deal with somebody.
And it didn't help that this guy was like a total dud, like so boring and like kind of pretentious, like the way he spoke to Richard about like his drink. Mm-hmm. Order. I was like, oh, that's kind of rude.
He seemed a little bit phony too.
Yeah. And I think the key moment of this portion of the episode is Lorelai asking her mother to go have a word with her in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And you know, like, mother, why did you set me up? Kind of conversation. And she's like, you know what? Your daughter is celebrating her 3-month anniversary. When is the last time you can say you did that? I was like, you're a savage, Emily.
Wow. I love her, actually. That was amazing.
That was amazing.
Like, they have the same witty remarks. So I love how she just dishes it back out to Lorelai. And even before, I think she kind of made a slight joke about that too, because she's like, a 3-month anniversary is a landmark feat at her age or at any age. And then she looks at Lorelai. So I think if Emily truly knew Lorelai, then she knew that person, first of all, wasn't appropriate and they wouldn't hit it off. And also that wasn't the right method. Yeah, that she wouldn't be open to an arranged date or like a setup like that for Friday night dinner of all places. So I just like, Lorelai, like, you should know your daughter. And it's so funny. Like, we see glimpses of Richard and Rory and Lorelai's relationship so far throughout the season. But even before, I think before the male guest showed up, Lorelai enters and she's talking to her father. They're having small talk, but it's so awkward. Like, Lorelai gets nervous and she's like, I don't know what to say to him. And it kind of makes me a little bit sad, because it's like, it's your dad and it's like, you're there every Friday. And I don't know. It's just, she seemed so uncomfortable. And it just continues to be uncomfortable with that gate, that with that other guy.
Oh yeah. I definitely think, there's, like you said, there's like moments with her and Richard's relationship, but it's always like kind of awkward when it's just the like them two. And I think because we know Rory's relationship with her grandpa is completely different than her mom's relationship with her grandpa, like having Rory there fills that awkward space. I will say that like when Emily was referring to this, I don't remember his name.
Chase.
And how he was like a good breed, from a good breeding.
Yeah, like if they were a dog.
I know. I was like, this is just weird. And then she was like kind of digging at like Lorelai. She's like, compared to like the men you bring around. And I'm like, whoa, first of all.
I mean, he brought Christopher, which is supposed to be the same caliber.
Exactly. Mr. Medina, he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Luke, he's a good guy. Wasn't born in Hartford, but a good guy.
Yeah.
But
she doesn't know about, she does know about Luke.
She does. Yeah. Well, she knows that like Lorelai's dumb and never gonna
have a thing
in terms of it.
Yeah.
But
of course, like Lorelai does not want to deal with all of that. And I feel like she kind of regresses, not necessarily in a bad way, but she kind of becomes a teenager again when she's at her family home, when she's with her family, and she's just kind of fed up by everything, and she just decides to escape from like the little patio deck that's in her bedroom. And it's so funny how she just like runs to her bedroom and tries to escape, and then who finds her? Carissa?
Richard.
So cute.
And then her little, like, please don't let me go. Or please let me go. Like, don't tell mom. And then.
Like, the guy is so boring.
Yeah, the guy's so boring. And then he like, kind of, like, nods at her with the soft smile. And she's like, thanks, daddy. And I was like, aw.
Yeah. I thought it was so sweet. And she apologized to him.
Yeah.
I think in the last episode, they had a huge argument about, like, Christopher and everything like that. So she apologized for him for arguing at dinner last week, and it was just I loved it. So that kind of removes all that awkwardness that they had in the beginning, and it's kind of like he has her back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And meanwhile, Rory is at phase one of 3 month anniversary dinner, 3 month anniversary celebrations with Dean. And I thought it was just like really cute how like Dean was kind of like nervous the whole time, and like she couldn't decide on a pasta, so he ordered her 3 different pastas. And how he said there's like a phase two, which is like, I'm really a big fan of the anniversary. It was just really cute, like their dynamic at dinner. And I'm like, oh my God, so sweet, so innocent. This is going so well.
Yeah, it looked like they were having so fun. Like you said, Rory was definitely digging today, and he did look nervous. It just like she was taking over more of the conversation. So I think he was just focusing on the later half of the evening.
Yes. And phase two was Dean takes Rory to a junkyard, which could be alarming at first.
Yeah, not like a nice like junkyard. It's dark, dingy. It's farther away from like the center of town.
Yeah, I mean, if a guy was taking me, I would be a little concerned at first. But anyways, he like tells her that he shows her like parts of a car, and pretty much says that like he's like building a car for her, which like, oh, so sweet, but. Ugh, things hit the fan really fast.
I mean, Rory was very appreciative. She was so caught off guard too. She's like, why? Mm-hmm. And he tells her too, like, you won't have to waste time. Like, it's like, do you like it? And Rory got really excited. I think she's just being showered with like so much love and attention and time. And she's not a spontaneous person, but she's just letting Dean take the lead on anything. And she's just so excited about everything. And it's so cute though, because like at first it was a little like scary, because it's so dark. But then they sit in the car. It's like a convertible. They look up at the sky and there's stars. It's so romantic. It's just, it keeps becoming so romantic. And then like Carissa said, I kind of think Rory jinxed it a little bit, because she's like, it's just one of those moments when everything's so perfect and wonderful, and she's like sad because nothing's ever going to be as good again. And I was like, why would you say something like that, Rory? But I don't know. Maybe she predicted it. Maybe she was already feeling it. But after that moment, it just turns negative.
Yeah. I mean, Dean drops the I love you, and Rory is just like blanked out. Like her face is just like, what did you just say? And Dean like gets upset because she doesn't say it back. And I think, you know, there's always like the conversation of like, do you say it back whenever someone says it to you, especially if you're unsure, if you're not ready to say it. And he gets really mad at her, and I think puts this like unnecessary like anger towards her on it. I understand the hurt, but he like kind of is like a little aggressive with his like rejection. Mm-hmm. And that's never a cute look.
No, I think it was, and I get it, Dean is a teenager, but so is Rory.
Yeah.
And that is a big word, especially when you're a teenager. Like I never said it when I was a teenager. I never got close to saying it as a teenager. And I think like it's fine.
Our first relationship.
Yeah. Like Dean, it's fine if Dean said it, if that's how he feels, but he knows Rory. She knows that even for her to get to this point on the date without taking control or not knowing what's going to happen before, like her being the spontaneous, that's already enough. And I feel like sometimes Rory doesn't have, like, she's very book smart, but she doesn't have all the context clues. Like if somebody's playing that, like having that I love you would have not been so much as a shock to other people, but she was truly shocked. And at mm-hmm. first she didn't say anything. And it's like, I don't think he should have just said it and then moved on, or said like, it's fine if you need time to process. Like, I know it's been so many things happening today. Like, it's fine if you need time or whatever. Let's just enjoy our night. Cause they didn't even get to see the lighting of that big fire thing that they do mm-hmm. for the Firelight Festival.
Bonfires always inspire romance.
Maybe I know. You would have felt it,
like you get a moment and you think about it and you're like, you know what? I do love this guy.
Yeah. I think you just give her that time to think it over. Maybe she didn't, maybe she wasn't there yet, but maybe she just needed time. And it's just like, he was so rude. That would have been such a huge turnoff.
I mean, we've seen Rory like throughout this last season, right? These last 15 episodes, she is a woman of calculated decisions. She mm-hmm. has someone like, even if it's love, like, yes, love, like it should be like fluid and natural and you feel it. But when you're like 16 and you're going through it for the first time, how can you be certain that this is what you feel? Right. Cause then once you say it, you can't unsay it. Mm-hmm. It's even worse to unsay it.
And she has father issues too.
Yeah. So she's never had a present man in her life mm-hmm. like that. So like for someone to show this much affection to her and to do all of these things for her is a pretty big deal.
He's upset. He walks off. And I don't know if he says something to Rory, but like Rory follows him, mm-hmm. but I'm like, she's wearing a dress. She's probably wearing heels. She's at a junkyard getting up a car. What if she trips? I don't know. Like at least like wait for her instead of just running off. Oh, I was so put off by that.
I know. And then like at the same time, kind of like Lorelai. So like we're back to the Lorelai, Luke, Rachel situation. You know, Lorelai escapes her parents. She ends up at the festival, but Luke and Rachel are having a conversation. And, you know, I think this is where the audience hopes to get some answers as to like why Rachel's there, but we really don't know. Because she's like, it was very random and I just like kind of miss seeing you, which is like fair. But I didn't get the sense, and I don't know about you, but that she was like romantically missing him. I think she just missed being around him. And just like miss like something that's a constant, because like she's a traveler and she just like, I don't know, like I don't know if it was anything. And honestly, I forget the storyline of Rachel, if like it even continues after this. So for me, I'm like, oh, like this is just innocent, she's just like missing him, which is fine. But like I don't get the sense that like anything's gonna happen between them that day or like that evening.
No.
I don't know. That's kind of that was my like interpretation of their conversation.
I didn't either. Like Rachel, again, she seems like a genuinely nice person. I think maybe she did miss him as a person. Like maybe she missed the town. She wanted to be there. It's funny how she asks Luke about Lorelai. Like, what's the deal with Lorelai? And that they talk about her, like she notices that he notices that Lorelai is Luke's type, or that they have some type of connection or chemistry. Cause I think that maybe not all the time, but you could tell when people are talking or when they have that kind of connection. So she probably noticed that too, but she didn't even say it in a bad way or a negative way. She was just curious to know about what's been happening with Luke's life and how is he feeling. And during that whole moment, it's like they're at the Firelight Festival, and the festival looks so cute. Everybody's acting romantic. There's just so many lights, and she was around like snapping photos. So I don't know. I think she's just so chill, whether she missed them romantically or not. I didn't really get that vibe either. I just think she seems like a really great person.
Yeah. And like, you know, she leaves to take more pictures, and like Lorelai comes into the conversation and pretty much asks Luke the exact same question, but in about Rachel, like what's the hap, like what's going on between you and Rachel. And you know, I think because we know their past relationship, we're like, are you sleuthing because you want to know like if she's there for some, you know, for some action, or is she like also curious? Like, so what, are you going to pursue this? And ultimately, like Luke says, like, I don't know, like, I don't really know. And so that leaves us on like a cliffhanger of like, what's going to happen? Like, does he still have feelings for Rachel? Where is this going to lead to? But like, I think Lorelai is pretty receptive of that answer. Like, he doesn't know. And I think she takes it as it is, right? Like, why press him? But it was a very short interaction between both of those women with Luke. Because I think like they kind of needed to tie loose ends on that storyline.
Yeah. A little love triangle. Not really, but it's cute. I love how like Luke is the man. He's the man of the episode.
Yeah. You know, but that like the real question, right, for all of us is like, okay, Rory and Dean just had like a fight. What happened? And Lorelai comes home from the festival, and she is like dials Max Medina's phone number. And I really thought he was going to pick up, but his voicemail machine turns on. And at that moment, like, it was like this very dramatic sort of like cinematic experience where the lighting was perfect. Lorelai is like surrounded by darkness with a light just shining on her face. And she turns and she just looks at Rory. Rory comes in and she's like, Rory. And Rory's like, he just broke up. And scene.
They broke up.
Can you believe?
Wow, what a cliffhanger. We should have just done a two-parter. But I've so many thoughts running to my head. You can't really not be that surprised, because when a teenager says I love you and he doesn't hear it back, I could see why there's tension. But again, if you just said I love you and she was having an amazing time in her 3-month anniversary date. So it's like, it's kind of hard, because it's like, how could you break up when you were having such a great time together? And the only reason why you argued is because one person loves you and you didn't say it back, or whatever it may be. So I'm very curious.
Note to self, if you're 16, don't celebrate a 3-month anniversary because that might come up.
No, celebrate it.
I just think like it was too soon for her, maybe. I don't know. But
yeah, I remember watching that part and thinking like, oh, what should have Rory said? Like, obviously you don't really plan for that, but it's like, if that happens, like, what would I say if I wasn't feeling it? Like, would I lie or would I just say thank you? Like, I watched another show where somebody said, I love you. And they said, thank you. And they're like, thank you. Thank you. And I'm like, that's actually not bad. You're thanking somebody for loving you or for thinking that they love you.
Yeah. I think it, like, I don't know what I would say. I would just be like, I have so many feelings. I don't know which one to pick yet.
Yeah. And I think when I first watched this episode years ago, I thought that Rory did not love him. And that's why she didn't say it. So that's why I was like, well, you could have said something else. You could have just said, I'm not ready, but I really like spending time with you. Oh, I think it was in Sex and the City. Or something like that, but where they say the I love you part. But now when I'm watching it this time, I can't tell if I think she was just caught off guard. And yeah, that's the reason why she didn't say anything. And it's not like she said no. She just didn't say anything. She was shocked.
She was shocked. I mean, she's 16, my God.
A child.
It's not
to offend our teenage listeners.
At that age, it's hard to decide how you feel. You could be feeling one thing one day and something else another. And that even goes for us as like almost 30-year-olds. So, you know. But yeah, so like the episode ends pretty dramatically. Clearly, we know that Dean and Rory continued fighting. And although we don't know if he dropped her off, because if he didn't, not cool.
But knowing Rory, she could have just said like, leave me alone, I'll walk home, because it's her town.
Mm-hmm.
So I could also picture that, but it's very, very dramatic. And I think earlier, it was talked about that Madeline and Louise, like when they were at Chilton, they were talking about a party that Rory was invited to, and a lot of people from Chilton are invited to, and that's supposed to happen on Saturday, so the next day. So we'll see what happens in that episode, but definitely a cliffhanger.
I know. So stay tuned, guys, for next week.
Yeah. And I think for me in this episode, I think we already talked about it, but Rory's anniversary dinner outfit was amazing. I loved it.
Would wear today.
Yeah. And I think my favorite scene of the episode, I mean, anything with the Fire Life Festival was just so cute and romantic, but I love how flirty Michelle was on the phone when he was like, oh, ma chérie, and this and that and that. And Lorelai was just so annoyed by it. And then part of me was wondering, like, I wonder if he just did that just to annoy Lorelai. Either way, we're happy for Michelle if he was flirting intentionally or just to make Lorelai upset.
Yeah, I think my favorite my favorite scene in this episode is Emily being a savage to Lorelai. I think she left Lorelai speechless, and we don't get to see that often. She really went in for the kill. I was like, damn, that hurt me. but yeah, I think I have to give it to Emily on that one. And I will say that the only thing I didn't like about Rory's whole outfit situation was her hair. I would have put that in a low bun with some hair falling to the sides of her face. That is the only adjustment I would have done.
I liked her hair.
Really?
Yeah. Oh
my God. I got like throwbacks when I was like in high school, and I would like literally pin it back in the middle with bobby pins.
Yeah.
That was the look.
I used to do that. I feel people keep saying on TikTok that it's going to come back. I kind of hope like the way she had it, I think was fine, but just the bump, I can't do the bump anymore. It looks so 80s. I don't even know why it was trending.
Remember the Bump It?
Yeah. We never had it. I just used a bunch of hairspray.
Yeah, I would tease my hair. And one time I took a photo with my hair like that and somebody thought I used to bump it and I was like high key offended. I was like, no, it's called volume. I could not use
it. Yeah. I mean, if you add a bobby pin now, how you have your hair right now back because you just moved it. So if you just add a bobby pin and just push it forward, you'll have that hairstyle.
I do. I know, right? Like this.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. I look like my mother.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Your mom is fabulous.
She pins her crazy ass curly hair up. But yeah, I think this was a very eventful episode. And we will look forward to seeing what happens in episode 17.
Yeah, thanks for joining, guys. And make sure to follow us on Instagram at Gilmore Girls Revisited.
And Twitter at GG Revisited.
Until next time.
Ciao.